Welcome into this place. Welcome to this broken vessel to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. And I love you, Jesus, and I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus, and I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings, God. We thank you for another day that you have made. Lord, as I began to sing this morning, God, expressions of joy and tears of joy are flowing down my face, God, because it's awesome to welcome you into our presence, and it's awesome, God, to submit to your will and to submit to your way. When we begin our mornings off with you and start our days off with you, Lord, it changes the aspect and the direction of our day. When we begin our morning off with you, welcome you into our heart, welcome you into our soul, welcoming you into our praise, Lord, it changes the trajectory of
our day. We can have a stagnant day, God, when we don't seek your face, Lord. Things don't work our way. Things don't go our way, Lord, when we don't seek you first and put you first in our day. But, Lord, when we make a conscious effort, Lord, and be intentional about welcoming you into our hearts and welcome you into our praise and welcoming you into our presence, Lord, God, it's a feeling like none other, Lord, because you come in and you inhabit the praises of your people, and you equip us, and you breathe life into us, and you give us all of the strength that we need, God, to be victorious on this day. When we put you first, Lord, then you add all these things, everything that we need, God, patience and love and mercy and grace and strength and long-suffering and, oh, God, faith, oh, God, and power and a sound mind, Lord. When we seek you first, you add everything that we need and more. It's not just spiritual, God, but you also add in finances. God, you make ways out of no way. You open up doors that appear to be shut, God. You heal our bodies, God. You save our souls, Lord. When we seek you first and we put you first, Lord, everything that we need, God, will be added unto us, Lord. There is no lack in you, oh, God. There is no limitation in you, God. There is a no. There is not a no, God, in you that is yes. Yes, I mean, it's just yay and amen, God. And I want to say thank you, Lord, because it all begins with us seeking you first while you may yet be found. Before we begin the hustle and the bustle of the day, before we start making other things our priority, oh, God, when we put you first, Lord, we let you know that you are the most important thing. You are the better part. It's not just lip service. It's not just us saying that I have a desire to sit at the feet of Jesus. But, Lord, that means that we must long to be in your presence and long to hear your instructions and be willing to obey and trust you at your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. And it's your word that we hide in our hearts so that we might not sin against thee. Let us be in your presence, oh God, on this day. We pray, oh God, that the praises of our God will rise among us and from our lips throughout the day so that you can come in and inhabit the praises of your people. And when you come in and inhabit the praise of your people, Lord, we can sit at your feet and bask in your glory and hear the instructions and hear the words, oh God, that you have for us, the instructions so that we can fulfill the purposes and the plans that you have for our day. So we will reach the expected end that you have destined for us and not the expected end, God, that we have destined for ourselves. For you know the ways that we should go, and your thoughts are farther than our thoughts, and your ways are way above our ways. So, Lord, we won't lean into our own understanding, but in all our ways this morning, we acknowledge you, Lord, so we submit to you so that you can direct our pathways. So you are welcome here in my heart. You are welcome here in my praise. You are welcome here in my walk. You are welcome here. And so we bless, we lift our hands, and we say yes to your will even now, God. We say yes to your way, Lord, because I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you, God. I just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. I love you more than my wife, oh God. I love you more than my cars, Lord. I love you more than my job, Lord. I love you more than this house. I love you more than having a pocket full of money. Lord, I love you, oh God, for more than not having any pain in my joints and my body. Lord, I love you, Lord, today because you first loved me, oh God, and I thank you for loving me. When I was a brand in the fire, God, I want to say thank you for loving me. When I was not thinking about you, Lord, I want to say thank you for loving me because your love never failed and your love overcame a multitude of sin. When I was lost in sin, your love overcame my sin. When I was acting a fool, your love overcame my sin. When I turned my back on you, your love overcame my sin, and you gave me another chance. So I am able to rise this morning with new mercy, God, because your love never fails. Your love never runs out, and your love never runs out on me. So I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, God, that I love you more than anything else in this world, because I welcome you into this place, and I welcome you into my praise. I welcome you, oh God, into this room even now. I welcome you to flow through this house even now. I welcome you to flow through these phone lines even now, God. And for wherever we are calling from, Lord, we welcome your presence, Lord. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, God, liberty, Lord. We're no longer bound by the cares of this world. We're no longer concerned about what men say. We're no longer concerned about what our bank accounts say. But, Lord, we only are focusing on you, God. You are welcome, Lord, in this place. You are welcome, God, into these broken vessels. You are welcome, oh God, to come and heal and deliver and set free, God. For who the Son has set free, he is free indeed. And we thank you for your goodness, oh God. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. We thank you for another chance to say yes to your will. And we thank you for another chance to say yes to your way. So come tomorrow and have your way, oh God, even in our hearts and in our minds right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and if there's anything in us that's unlike you, we plead the blood, Holy Spirit, come and shine your light in us and let your will be done so that you might be glorified. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name, that you might be magnified and that you might be adored in me, God. I want to walk worthy, oh God, worthy of being called a son of the most high living God. I want to walk worthy, oh God, of being someone to proclaim that I've been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, Lord. I don't want to, God, be a fake person, oh God, and exhibit the tricks of holiness, Lord, but deny the power therewith, God. But I want to walk worthy, oh God. I want to reflect your image, Lord, all the day long. So, God, come in me, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if there's anything in me that's unlike you, oh God, take it out of me right now, God. Break the strongholds of the enemy right now, God. Loose every shackle and loose every tie as we submit to you, oh God, and as we say yes to your will and yes to your way, God. Come heal, deliver, and set free, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And come to me and have your way, oh God. Have your way in our worship. Have your way, oh God, in our praise. Have your way, God, in this time of prayer, God. Have your way, oh God. Open up doors. Make ways out of no way. Heal, deliver, set free. Oh God, strengthen, breathe light into us, God. Do it for your glory, oh God. It's not so that we can go out and brag, oh God, but it's so that you might get the glory out of our lives today. And that you might be magnified. And that you might be adored. And that you might be lifted up. For your word says, if you are lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. Empower us today, Holy Ghost. Oh, in the name of Jesus, empower us to be effective witnesses for you today. We can't do it without your glory so that we can spread the spirit of love. We can't do it without your spirit so that we can be an example of holiness, Lord, a living epistle read of men, God, that they may see the great things that you're doing in our hearts and in our minds, not to be condescending, not to be condemning, Lord, but to spread love instead of spreading hate and fear. For this, when we fear, God, fear means rejection, Lord. Fear means that you are going to run away, but love draws. Love draws us in. And so, God, you have not given us that spirit of fear where we will run away, Lord. So let us not give out that spirit of fear, but a power and a love and of a sound mind, God. Help us to spread the goodness of Jesus and the gospel of Jesus Christ and the love of Jesus Christ with everyone that's around us. And we only can do that, Holy Ghost, if you empower us with the boldness that we need to share your good news. And so we lean not into our own understanding, but this morning we acknowledge you, God. We acknowledge that we are nothing without you. And so we bless your name, and we glorify your name, and we honor and we adore your name. So touch your people, Lord. You know what we need, God. Last night before we ended Bible study, thank you for such an awesome Bible study last night to remind us that love is what the world needs now. What the world needs now is love. But there were a couple of prayer requests, Lord, that I can't remember the names. The lady in Mississippi needs healing. Oh, God, the family, God, out here that just lost the mother who had a baby, Lord, they need comfort, Lord. You know what we need, God. We have we not a high priest who's not familiar oh God, are with our infirmities, Lord, but in all points was tempted, but that knew no sin. Lord, I know I didn't get it all right, but Lord, you know our infirmities, God. You know what we go through, Lord, and so you know how much we can bear, and you know what we can make it through, and so we cast all of our cares upon you this morning because we know that you care, and we know because we know what your word says, and if we apply prayer and we apply praise, and we apply your word to everything that we do, the enemy cannot win because those weapons are undefeatable. Prayer, praise, and study. Your word is what we need today. And your word is what's going to help us to be victorious on this day. We thank you, God. And we pray for those that are in bereaved situations. I call on the name of Superintendent Antoine Powell as well. During this time of bereavement, I pray that you would strengthen those families and remind them that you know what you are doing, that you know the plans and the thoughts that you have for us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end, even though loss comes our way. For we are not destined to be here forever. And sometimes we don't understand your thoughts. Sometimes we don't understand your ways, but Lord, we say yes now, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes to your will. We say yes to your way. I pray for missionary Lassandra Miller as she makes her way back from Leavenworth, Kansas. Thank you for a successful trip, Lord, and let us welcome her back with open arms and love and gratitude that we truly missed her, Lord. We truly miss Sister Miller, God, with us, and we look forward to her being back with us. And then bless us, Lord, as we continue throughout this day. Lead, God, and direct us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that you might get the glory out of our lives. Be magnified, be glorified, be honored and adored. Use us for your glory today. Let your light shine through us, that we may be a living epistle read in men, and that we may be a witness of you as we welcome you into this place. We love you even now, and we magnify your name. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.